Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We had a couple of beautiful days here this week, which is what we needed to get started back on the journey to where we remember being. I know that there are many of my neighbors across the state of Nebraska who will never get back everything that has been lost. And the only hope I can offer comes from letting the Lord Jesus Christ fill the void. Our livestock were fortunate to be where they were, and I was fortunate to have a neighbor loan me a four-wheeler so I could get to them and put up some fence, although the cattle were happier having the entire run of the stock field. I wasn't totally sure that the deer and turkey had cleaned up all the down corn from last fall, and if cows were a little better at making responsible decisions, my services wouldn't be required. I was honored to be part of the West Point Ag Appreciation Supper this week, and the new state motto, Nebraska Strong, was in evidence all across the part of the state I saw. This has been a miserable calving season for almost everyone, but spring is here, according to the calendar. We've passed the equinox, and in an attempt to cheer up my fellow cattlemen just a little, I think I'll share Showdown at Snowdrift Corral. An equinoxial storm and the sleet did swarm on the day winter gives way to spring. In wind-driven snow and 20 below, a name change don't mean a thing. A big teated mama crossed Charlet on Brahma, short-tempered and built for pure speed. The gleam in her eye would make bold cowboys shy and strike fear in the heart of brave steed. The old cow proved her savvy when she had got cavvy, holed up by the fence near the trees. Out of the wind's blow between two drifts of snow, her calf made its grand entry with ease. Things quickly got worse when the calf tried to nurse. Nature told him that he would need fed, but all that he found were teats too big around, so he nibbled Mom's navel instead. It had been a long night. By morning's first light, from my pickup I surveyed the scene. Somehow I must cope with dog, dad, and rope like a match in spilled gasoline. Old Bramer's a-snortin' as her calf's ears shorten by the minute in the bone-chillin' cold. That calf's in a pickle, a cream-colored calf sickle. Do I call the cow's bluff or just fold? I sent out my dog through the snow she did slog. Bramer's attention, she had it complete. And Tink read that old cow and instinctively now turned tail and returned to truck seat. Dad sang a new tune. Let's come back in June. Do nothing and hope it goes well. I jumped from the rig with no plan too big. It was showdown at Snowdrift Corral. The old cow came my way saying, Punk, make my day. Filling my heart with pure dread. Her ears they did snap like a semi's mud flap till they slapped on my backside instead. I felt some less bold. Through the snow I was rolled, then tossed like a toy thrown away. I tried to repel as downward I fell. Her head snagged my loop in the fray. From the rig Dad ejected like he'd been rejected. He thought things were going too fast. Bramer cow turned around, an exit she'd found, and Dad stepped in the coil as she passed. It looked bleak, my friend, till I grabbed the rope's end and dallied to Dad's other leg. Bramer started to slow as we scooped up more snow, and I knew that success we would peg. What happened next left me some perplexed. She leaped from a snowdrift and flew through the sky, and I thought she was toast as she lit on a post, and Dad screamed that the old cow would die. And his theory seemed right as I gazed on the sight. A phenom I'll let the physicist explain. That cow balanced there, all 4 feet in the air, like a 3/4-ton weather vane. When you're in doubt, just milk 'em on out. Fresh logic in that old western code. With each frothy squirt, her hooves near the dirt, and flailed as I lightened her load. Dad's freed from the rope, Bramer's off on a lope, her ballast drained to the last drop. With 3 strands of wire spurring her flight's desire, she went quite a ways before she stopped. And the calf ate its fill of our ill-gotten swill. We left him knowing the cow would return, and when she soon did, in the pickup we hid, who says that an old dog can't learn? Dad said, "You've had fun, but there's work that needs done." He spoke clearly now on my behalf. "Son, if you had been thinking, instead of just dinking, you would have put a tag in that calf." I hope some of you can join me at the Merriman Performance Arts Center in Kearney this Wednesday evening to help me welcome the Bar J Wranglers back to Nebraska. The event is being put on by the Kearney Cosmos Service Organization and is a fundraiser for the Area Backpack Program. I do not need to remind any of my fellow ranchers that there's going to be some fence repairs required soon. And if some of yours is going to require driving posts, I would encourage you to take a look at the Power Post Driver. They are the driving force in fencing. Take a look at powerpostdriver.com. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon.